It's not even that important to get it.
Well, you call the thing an electric what?
Electric lamp.
Or, what's the word?
Light.
Yeah, so it's a what bulb?
Oh, a light bulb.
Yeah.
Oh!
It doesn't really matter having those two words together,
yes,
but I
yes.
thought I might as well. Okay, to take the washing out to the line, you'd put it in a closed...
hamper.
Or...
basket.
All right, uh-huh. And what would you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling?
Stopper? Cork?
What would a stopper be made of?
Cork.
Okay. Would you call it just a cork?
I can't think
you might.
Of what so I might.
If it were made of glass, as in a wine decanter, is that a stopper?
To me it's a stopper.
Okay.
But,
mm-hmm. It is to me too. What do you call the little musical instrument that you blow into?
A Jew's harp. Isn't that right?
Well, then what do you call the one that you twang? Oh, between your teeth and twang, or do you not know that one?
No.
Is there any other name for the one that you blow into?
A mouth organ,
okay.
I've heard.
That's the same
and
thing.
And a harmonica.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing as a Jew's harp.
In my language, it is.
Okay. If you had a wagon and two horses, what would you call the long wooden piece between the two?
Tongue.
And if you had, I'm getting confused here. If you had, that was two horses. If you had one horse pulling a buggy, there you go. What are the two things?
Shafts.
Yes. Uh-huh. And do you know what you would call the bar of wood that the trace is fastened to?
Single tree.
Something I had never heard in my life before I started doing this. Suppose you had two horses and they each had a single tree, and then what would it hook on to?
A double tree.
Yep, that's the term. Right? Amazes me when
I'm on the farm.
on a wagon wheel. In the center you have the hub, and then the spokes go out into the what?
To the rim.
Is there a word? What is a rim made of, by the way?
It's metal, isn't
okay.
it?
Is there a word for the wooden part between the spokes and the rim?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Do you know the word felly or feller as part of a wheel? Okay. That's another one that is occasionally turns up, but it's
yes,
really pretty
yeah.
uncommon. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and you saw him going past and he was putting some down, picking some up, you'd say he's doing what? It's sort of another word for carrying, beginning with an H.
Hauling. Hauling wood.
All right. And if there were a log in the road and you were not able to lift it, you might put a chain around it and...
drag it.
And so yesterday I...
drug the...
and I, many times I have...
drug.
Okay. Then, in the spring, farmers break the ground with a...
plow.
Do you know different types of plows?
Some.
Can you name them?
A turning plow, mm-hmm. A scratcher, mm-hmm. a tractor now,
Do you know what they use, I think, after they plow to break the ground up finer with teeth?
Oh, that's the scratcher.
Mm. There's another word, which may be the same thing. I don't know if it's the same instrument or not, not being a farm person, but there's one that's called a spring tooth something. Is that familiar to you?
A spring tooth scratcher is what...
It must be the same thing. The word that I'm thinking of, I will have to spell because there's no other way to get it, is H-A-R-R-O-W.
Harrow.
Is that the same as a scratcher?
A harrow. Yeah, I guess it is, yes. I think a harrow is a little bit, a scratcher might be a narrow thing or wide, and a harrow is a wider plow. But it has the little teeth, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now, this I should have asked when I was talking about